What's that guy's name? Dwayne Hicks, is it?
Yeah.
Richard Surrette had a flat earther on his show. The following week, Richard apologized for not properly vetting the guest, as he found out that the guest also believed that the Holocaust was a hoax as well. Anyway, he says, to answer Fred's question about how do you know if the world is flat or what happens at the edge, he goes on to explain all this stuff about the North Pole and that planes actually don't fly over the South Pole. Is that true?
I don't know.
Well, it's because there's no commercial routes for that stuff.
Okay, well, the flat earthers believe that no planes fly over Antarctica because they would fly off the edge of the world. That is why planes fly around Antarctica. One would think that the quickest flight from the tip of South America to South Africa would fly across the South Pole. Apparently, planes fly around it for some reason.
Well, no one actually flies there. That's the thing about it.
Well, whatever it is.
Not too much. I don't care.
You know, commercially. The takeaway from all this controversy about the appearance of I'm a Fakeologist, here's the thing. And he's posted some stuff on our Twitter feed. If you want to follow us on Twitter, it's Humble Fred Radio. And, you know, hey, there. You know, it's like any discussion. You know, sometimes you can buy in on certain things with people, and then when they go off on another sort of branch, you don't always have to follow them. And so the flat earth thing, the fact that there are no satellites, none of that. The transgender things, none of that resonates with me. Mm-hmm. Maybe it resonates with others.
Barker,
well,
my love is here.
I will say this.
Hello, other nice person.
Hi.
Who's that?
Jess.
Jess.
That's Jess Sequire.
I will say this. I'm a Fakeologist. Tim, his name, right?
Yeah, Timmy.
I don't want him to feel bad because he's got back a couple of times because yesterday I referred to him as a whack job. And I mean, you know, with all, you know, warm and fuzzy whack job.
Was it really warm and fuzzy?
It was, but
such a whack job.
I don't want him to feel bad because say what you want about what he had to say. It certainly created some reaction, did it not? And that's what it's all about.
And that's what I was sort of explaining yesterday and today. It's like, you know, I've always enjoyed our discussions, him and I, about 9/11 because that's something that I can get my head around. How bizarre that sounds. But all this other stuff, by way of saying, you know, and whether you called him a whack job in a warm and fuzzy way or not, isn't... I don't think it was warm and fuzzy at the time, but that's for a different debate. But I just wanted him to understand, and other people, we got a lot of reaction to it. And why wouldn't we do things that get reactions? Look at you.
Content. That's what it is. You're creating content.
I don't know. I thought this would be a...
Say goodnight, Dick. Goodnight, Dick.